Welcome back to more Northwest Georgia Sports Live on Talk Radio WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM.
All right, we're back on Northwest Georgia Sports Live, and as promised, we have our first special guest of the hour joining us, and I know he's been a very busy guy today because it is the first day of the school year, but joining us is Rome High Athletics Director Coach Bowden is with us. How you doing today, sir?
Matt, it's been a great day around here. A lot of excitement going on. So we're just plugging away, trying to figure it out. A lot of adjustments as the day goes on with kids changing classes and things of that nature. Normal school year begins that way, and we got a lot going on in the sports part of it, too.
I can only imagine, and one of the words that I heard you say in there is the word normal. And so I know that's a word that people want to use and really mean it these days, because it's been a crazy couple of years that we've had. And you and I were talking on the phone yesterday that it's been kind of a normal summer in terms of preparation for sports and getting ready for the school year. So how did it feel today getting back into the groove of things at school? Did it feel like a normal school day?
Well, it's nice to see smiling faces instead of everybody covered up with masks walking around. That is an option here at Rome High School, and the only time our system is requiring masks is on the school bus. And it was good to see smiles and laughter and not everyone hidden behind a mask. But, yeah, the summer has been just unbelievable. I appreciate so much how hard our coaches and our student-athletes work. There's no more take 3 months off in the summer and we'll see you in September and then we'll start our sports preparation. It is an unbelievable event that they go through in the summertime of preparing for what they want to, what they truly love and enjoy. And I just really salute all the coaches and kids, and it's a big deal.
Absolutely. And kind of going back to last year, you know, the football team didn't have the opportunity to do the same things they would do during the spring nor the summer. Everything was just so different. And when you would go out to the games, I think particularly during the beginning of the season, most people would note that things felt a bit different in terms of how teams were prepared and things of that nature. I think that the coaches and the teams, you know, did everything they could to be prepared as possible. But I think that most coaches would admit that they didn't get in the work that they would prefer to have going into the season. And so, you know, going through all of that, I would imagine that's brought a new appreciation for getting out there and getting to do the things that you're normally able to do.
Absolutely. I've coached football for 30 years, and last year you couldn't even imagine the adjustments. One thing I always tell people is that the great ones adjust. You got to be able to adjust based on a different defense you're seeing or something that happens, an injury or whatever. And just having to adjust with all of a sudden, last March, the school system sends the kids home and you know, we're thinking of our football program and we're like, okay, we got to keep them working out. So we created a routine of push-ups and air squats and jumping jacks and jump ropes if they had them. And we had the kids every week do a little push-up and air squat test, and they would video it and send it to their position coach just to make sure they're working. And then you'd have some online meetings, which I'm really tired of, but you'd have some online meetings with your kids and just in hopes that we were going to have a season. And then thank goodness we were able to get back to and have a season, which was really unusual, especially for the Rome Wolves last year. We were incredibly young. We really needed a spring practice and a summer, and to have all that taken away was really, really tough. But, you know, to battle back and to really have a team that tied for the region championship and made it to the second round of the playoffs and hosted a playoff game. That it might have been one of the best coaching jobs Coach Reed's staff has done. And truly amazing. We started seven freshmen in that last playoff game. I mean, and you think about it, in 6A football, starting seven freshmen, that's unreal. And especially some key positions. I know offensively, I was the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback was a freshman, the running back was a freshman, the slot receiver, the tight end. you know, I just go on and on. And those kids were scoring touchdowns. And I think Rome football is going to see the benefits of all that in the next this year and in the next few years.
No question about it. As a matter of fact, that is exactly one of the things that I was going to ask you about this young team, because at this point, I don't think too many people are going to be surprised when a Rome Wolves football team takes the field and they perform at a high level. But given that the team was so young last year, I think that the fans probably kind of tempered those expectations a little bit. And I would think that most people around, and certainly including myself, saw this Rome Wolves team maybe even achieve a little bit more than expected last year. So I would imagine the expectations for this year are going to be higher, especially because you got more maturity and experience with this team. You've got more time for preparation and sort of the normalcy going into the year. So what's the excitement like going into this season with the success of last year and trying to carry that momentum into this year right now that you're seeing around campus?
Yeah, there's a buzz in the air, you know, and you – I always believe that, you know, and I'm obviously the athletics director now, and I am not coaching football anymore, which is a whole new story. But when I go out there and watch them practice, when I talk to kids in the hallway, and I really believe a school runs better when the fall sports, especially football, because it's the big sport in the fall, kicks off and is super successful. That just gets the whole year going and started right. You know, you watch them perform out there. They're ready to play somebody. You know, you the way Coach Reed prepares them in the summer and how hard that coaching staff works. You know, you can see through some of their OTAs and things you're able to do according to the Georgia High School Association. The hunger's there, and they just can't wait to strap it up against Kell tomorrow night at 7:30 at beautiful Barron Stadium.
And thank goodness, Coach Bowden, athletic director of Rome High, the weather is looking a lot better than what we had the last week or so when it was so stinking hot. So it's almost felt like fall with the contrast of what we'd had over the last couple of weeks, the last few days.
Yeah, I think I drove into work this morning. I'm a pretty early riser. I think it was in the 60s. And I was like, holy smokes. And this is August. So it'd be nice that it could remain cool so we're not melting in the stands. I remember a Corky Kell a couple of years ago. It was so hot.
Oh, brutal. Well, of course, you mentioned the scrimmage coming up tomorrow evening over at Barron Stadium against Kell. And anybody that follows high school football around the state knows that these are just two unbelievably talented programs that are well coached going head to head in a scrimmage game. And I know one of the major goals in a situation like that is keeping everybody healthy. But I've interviewed Coach Reed several times, been around him a little bit, and he's not going to shy away from asking these kids to get out there and compete in this football game. So I would imagine this will be a pretty competitive scrimmage.
Oh, no question. I know how he prepares and how his staff has been preparing. And they treat every game like it's the state championship. And this, if you're playing somebody with a different color helmet, you're going out there to win and to do your very best. And, you know, they've got some unanswered questions. Some guys graduated last year, and they've got some returners that were very young, and they put in a whole new offensive scheme. So it's going to be interesting. New kickers. So, you know, there's so many questions, and I know he's going to have them ready, game ready tomorrow night. So then you evaluate that, and then you can be really prepared for when the regular season begins in a couple of weeks.
Now, I know you mentioned you're not coaching now. You're in the athletics director role, but you were a part of Coach Reed's successful program at Tift and been with him at Rome for a long time. You're a big part of the back-to-back state championship. So obviously, you've been around him quite a bit. And I'm curious from your perspective, obviously you have to have a really nice talent pool to have a successful program and a program that, you know, people look at and see as championship caliber. But what is the difference between, you know, a good program and one that can go out there and compete for championships? What do you think are the biggest differences in how those teams are coached?
Well, obviously, you got to have a good coaching staff, and you got to have a good nucleus of talent. I mean, you can have the greatest NFL coaching staff come to a high school without any talent, and they're going to get better, but they're not going to win the big one. And so, you got to have a good mix. You got to have kids that really buy in, and that's coaching. That's the coach is doing a great job getting them to buy into the program, what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, I remember in 2015, I can remember like it was yesterday, where when the program changed, when Coach Reed, they finally said, all right, this guy's not going to let up on the discipline and the demand that he's requiring. These coaches have high expectations, and it just took off. We were playing at Sequoia, and it just changed. And from then on, it was a new team, and that's when Coach Reed left his mark and began a great run of some real, real success. And to answer your question, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. You got to get lucky. You know, when you get third, fourth round, and fifth round of the playoffs, you're playing some great teams with a lot of talent. So you've got to get a little bit lucky too. You know, it just happens, and it's just a part of it. So it's a combination of a whole bunch of factors that make it run successfully. But the common denominator is you got to have some talent, and you got to have great coaches that put that talent to good use. They know how to utilize it.
And, Coach, obviously it took a while for the Rome program to get to the top of the mountain and to win state championships 2016 and 2017. It's hard to get to the top of the mountain, but to do that 2 years in a row and win 40 games in a row, all of that is just super special, and that's going to be something that Rome fans will never forget, and just people that are football fans in this area will never forget. So from your perspective, what was it like being a part of that? That just had to be an unbelievable, joyful time in your life as well.
You know, as a coach, when I reflect back, it is truly amazing to win 40 games in a row. We started off, to remind everybody, in 2016, we started off 1-2. And then we just went on a 40-game win streak, won the state championship in 2016, beating Buford in the Mercedes-Benz, and then winning every game in 2017 when that team was unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. It all came together. And then 2018 was an awesome team. We got beat in the semis against a really good Warner Robins team. And I mean, that came down. We got tackled on the two it would have been the tying touchdown. So that's one of those could have went either way type of things. And so, to answer your question, it was awesome. The memories you have, the relationships you built with those kids, I don't even know if people realize how special that time frame was, and will it ever be matched? I don't know. I really don't. But when you're in the middle of it as a coach, you're just buried your head in working. I mean, we're winning 40 in a row and we're killing people. And I, you know, my head is just buried in the computer, studying film, analyzing game plan and making adjustments, working with the other coaches, criticizing, getting on the players, motivating to try to keep it up, you know, and just win the next one. And then you look up and you're like, wow, we won that many in a row. So it was a special time, that's for sure. And for that to happen was a really unique thing and something that I hope the people around here remember for a long, long time.
I just think it's simply unforgettable. I just, especially for sports fans, they'll never forget it. Well, we're joined by Rome High Athletic Director Chris Bowden is with us. And I want to talk about your background a little bit, but there was one other thing I did want to mention related to your job as athletic director at the school. One change that took place at Rome a few months ago that really caught my attention as somebody that follows local sports pretty closely was the hire of longtime Coosa Boys basketball coach John McFather. And obviously, he brings a lot of experience to the table. They won the gold ball last year in the Christmas tournament. But from your perspective, what makes him a good fit at this time to join Rome and lead that basketball program?
Coach McFather brings a wealth of experience, a great knowledge of the game. He's an outstanding physical education teacher, which in a lot of people's minds, they're like, oh, what's that? But we really have high expectations for raising the bar in our physical education program. And that's not just athletes, that's all our students. And then I love when I've gone and watched practices this summer, you know, and what you're able to do, the energy that he has brought to to our basketball program has been awesome. Those kids have a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. It's just a breath of fresh air, and I love that about him. And he's got a great teaching demeanor to him. He doesn't yell and scream and cuss or anything. He is just a great, he's like a professor on the court, teaching the kids the game. He sees the game really well, and he makes adjustments, and I can't wait to watch his teams play on the court when it's for real here this winter.
Awesome. And as far as other programs that have been, you know, working during the summer, you know, heat and everything like that to get ready for the fall season and whatnot, any other sports that you want to mention specifically before we move into some questions about your background?
Well, I could talk about almost all of them. Let's start with the cheerleaders. You know, Jordan Keith is our cheer coach, and she heads up the whole program. And I guess as an old football coach, you figure everybody's working, but you don't know. And now as athletic director, one of the big things I do is I try to go to a practice or two a week and watch and learn myself. And you know, I'm studying what they're doing. And those girls work their tails off in the cheerleading program. I've been out to cross-country practices, and Nick Bridges running those. They run early in the mornings in the summer. You know, volleyball is playing their first scrimmage of the year tonight up in Calhoun. And Katie Price heads up our volleyball program, does a great job. Zach Lance is a first-year softball coach. He's one of our assistant baseball coaches. Softball's playing tonight over at Coosa. So we got a lot going on the first day of school, and it's just neat to see, you know, different programs and how I can hopefully help them a little bit. We've built a brand-new college and career academy, and a part of that is a new weight room. And so our old weight room, we were able to take a part of it and move our wrestling team up there. And Juan Pickett runs our wrestling program, and he's really trying to build that thing up like we want it to be, and seeing our swimmers every day. I mean, I can go on and on about all 30 of our sports, but it's phenomenal. And you know, kids get treated very well and coached up very hard. And that's what you want. I mean, I always look at things. If my son was going through the program, would I want him to be coached by this person? And I go around, and I'm like, man, that's what one thing that's special about Rome. We got great people that really care about the programs.
There's no question about that. And again, we're joined by Rome High Athletic Director Chris Bowden with us. I'm really enjoying this conversation. As a matter of fact, one day I would like to get you to come into the studio and spend the entire hour with us, because I'd like to just talk to you about you and your background. I know we're going to touch on that some here in our conversation, but I mean, you've been around coaching and athletics for a very long time and have had some really interesting experiences. So one day I'd like to go, you know, from the beginning and just kind of work our way through it. But I did want to ask about a couple specific things while I have you on the line today.
Sure.
Because I know you got your start in college coaching, and one of the teams that you were a part of was Valdosta State, and that was during a pretty interesting time because Hal Mumme and Mike Leach were involved in that situation. And so the first thing I wanted to ask was, what did you pick up from the philosophy that they had on offense with the air raid and all that kind of stuff that was going on at that time, and their coaching style when you were at Valdosta State?
Well, you're starting to date me a little bit, but 1996, I was actually 94 and 95, I was coaching at a little NEI college in Ohio. And I was frustrated in coaching. I wanted to move up in the profession. I was hungry, and I wanted to learn how to throw the football, how good teams were doing it. And back then there was not really the internet or anything. And so I was talking to people, and they're like, well, man, the guy at Valdosta State, he's throwing it all over the place and winning a bunch of games. So I started trying to figure out who that was. And then that was Hal Mumme, and Mike Leach was one of his coaches. And so I said, well, I want to go there. And I found out they were looking for a quarterback's coach. And so I sent my materials to him, snail mail. That's all they had back then. And then I called a couple weeks later, and Coach Mumme gives me the runaround. Well, you know, we don't know what we're going to do. So a couple weeks later, I call back. We're not really sure. So another couple weeks go by, And I said, all right, you know, I'm young and probably just hungry. And so I called him again. And I said, Coach, I said, listen, let me volunteer and coach the spring practice with you, because I know you got that about to start. And if I do a good job, you give me the job. And he paused for a second. He goes, all right, come on down. And so that's how I got hired. I went down there and worked my tail off and volunteered for the 2-week spring practices, and then he called me in and said, you got the job. And that job paid $8,000 a year. So it was a big time job, you know. And so that was my, you know, trying to get in. But, and I didn't even know at the time, because they weren't super famous, who Hal Mumme and Mike Leach were or became. And, you know, Mike Leach is an interesting character. I mean, especially back then. And that was an awesome experience. I spent 8 years at Valdosta State. In fact, I met my wife when I was living down there, and we got married in Valdosta. The Chris Hatcher era, he was the quarterback for Mumme right before I got there, and then he became the head coach in 2000 at 26 years old. But that was an awesome experience, and he's the head coach at Samford University now. And we turned around, and most people, my phone blows up every time Georgia would play South Carolina or Florida when Kirby Smart was going against Will Muschamp, because they would put up on the screen that 2,000 coaching staff of Valdosta State had Kirby Smart, Will Muschamp, Chris Bowden, David Dean, who's the head coach at West Georgia now, Chris Hatcher, who's the head coach at Samford. So it's just a incredible staff, and it was fun times that long, 21 years ago.
That is an unbelievable story, and one of the things I picked up from what you said kind of answers a question that I had as a follow-up. But, you know, I remember last year one of the big topics of discussion on this program was our excitement that we were going to have Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach, those two personalities, you know, coming to the SEC at the same time. And I've kind of wondered, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious the answer here, but it would appear that Mike Leach in real life, he lives up to the persona that you get with his interaction with the media. Is that a true statement?
That is completely true. I would sit there and walk by his office, and he wouldn't be doing any work. Now, he's incredibly intelligent, and he would be sitting there telling stories with different groups of players. Like, players in between classes would come and sit on his floor of his office, and they would just sit and talk all day. And then, oh, I got to go to class. They would leave. Other kids would come by, and he's just sitting there talking, telling stories. I'm like, this guy ain't doing any work, but man, he, you know, and I'm like, oh, what? He ain't no coach. Well, look what I, look what he became. And, but you asked the question about that offense, and I went down south to learn that offense. And in fact, I started calling plays in 2004, and from 2004 through last season, I basically used the same terminology and a lot of the same system. You know, you tweak stuff over time. You started putting in stuff that Gus Malzahn was doing with Cam Newton in the power read game. The zone read game came along. RPOs came along. So football changed a great deal, but a lot of my base terminology and concepts was based off of that time frame when I coached with Mumme and Leach, and which was a lot of fun.
Man, this has been a lot of fun getting the opportunity to chat with you, and I hope we get to do it again soon. But we're joined by Rome High Athletic Director Chris Bowden. A lot of things going on out at Rome High, but one of the things that's one of the most pressing issues is a little business at Barron Stadium tomorrow. The football team is hosting Kell in a preseason scrimmage, which is just really exciting. I don't know about you, but the season has kind of snuck up on me a little bit this year, I guess because of the late start we all got last year, but glad to have some football back.
Oh man, I there's nothing like Friday night. You know, I coach a lot of kids that went on to success in college and some in the pros, and but you talk to those kids and there's nothing like Friday night playing with your buddies you grew up with. It's just a special time. You're running out there and then you have a big crowd at Barron, or you know, I can't wait, and it's definitely one of the best events that happens in Rome every year, those Friday night lights.
So any specifics that fans that want to attend the game should know before going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, the Our normal regular season, we're going to charge $10 a ticket. Tomorrow night is only $8. You can find an app and purchase online, or you can buy at the gate. The online tickets be quick and easy, and you just show your phone and go on in. So that I highly recommend. And there's no COVID restrictions. You're always recommended if you want to wear a mask, but it is not mandatory. And we're kind of hoping everything's going to get back to normal.
I certainly hope so, no question about it, and just looking forward to the start of the season. And I think I'm going to make my way over to Barron Stadium tomorrow. I want to see these young Rome Wolves in action. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm excited about what you got going on over at Rome, and hope that we can check in with you from time to time. This has been a real pleasure.
Hey, my pleasure, Matt. Anytime you want to talk, give me a shout.
Will do. Well, I hope you have a great day, and go Wolves.
Go Wolves.